Tuesday, January the 24th, rubbing the well with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, it was a day like none other that I've seen in a while. And it's been a week I haven't seen, I think, in the whole time that I've been in this business. Monday, if you remember, gold hit a low of $848. Today, gold has soared right past 9/11. Excuse the pun. And continues to do so in the aftermath. Where's it going to go? Your guess is as good as mine. But we'll try and sort out the financial maze that's out there. And boy, is it a maze. Nothing makes any logical sense. None of the stories compute with me, especially the so-called rogue 30-year-old French trader who lost $7 billion. Why do I not believe this story one little bit? A rogue trader. This is like the lone gunman theory. Timothy McVeigh was just a lone extremist. Liam Neeson allegedly was a lone rogue trader who brought down the world's oldest bank, Barings Bank. And how can a 30-year-old... lose $7 billion. I haven't been in the corporate financial world for a long time, but when I was in it, even back then, before technology advanced as it has, there were so many checks and balances on even senior traders. It just boggles the mind to think that this 30-year-old, unless he was some kind of computer whiz kid that managed to circumvent all the checks and balances and security systems within a large institution like Société Générale. And now there's speculation that that was something that was developing in the markets over the weekend, and more than likely what spooked the Fed into lowering rates as it did this week. I don't know. I can't make heads or tails of any of this stuff. I'm just going to tell you the way I see it, and let the chips lie where they may. We'll take a short break, bring you the closing prices. What closing prices these are.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to The Flip Side. Yeah, logical and practical were not the operating words today on Wall Street, that's for sure. And still, I'm completely blown away by this story. I don't know what he was buying or what he was selling or what derivatives he was getting into or collateralized debt obligations, but anyway, that's their story and they're sticking to it. You know what's going to happen to this 30-year-old kid? He's most probably going to do some jail time, because they're alleging fraud. And the guy from Barings Bank will be released in about 2 or 3 years under good behavior, and he'll write a book, and he'll make $1 million. What a world we live in. Dow Jones Industrial. Now, this was a day when it was up 100, down 100, up 100, down 100, end up closing up 108 points. Because obviously they were enthusiastic about the economic stimulus plan that was announced by the president today. Everybody's getting free money. Yay! So Wall Street was very happy with that. Closed at 12,378. NASDAQ up 44 points at 2,360. Apparently, tech stocks, which were the dogs yesterday, are now the saviors today. Go figure. S&P 500 up 13 points at 1,352. But let's get to the meat of the issue, shall we? Gold in New York City closed up $22.20. It had a low of $8.98. And trust me, nobody got that price today. And at a high in New York of $9.11. Don't know if that's an ominous sign or what. Therefore, closing at $907.70. Silver up 45 cents to close at 1630. Silver had a low of 1640 and a high of 1647. Big winner of the day, platinum, up $56 at 1612. Why is platinum soaring? Well, I think it has more to do with the instability of the largest producer of platinum in the world, being South Africa. This once first world country is now suffering rolling blackouts throughout the country that is now obviously having serious effects on many other black African states. These people can't keep the lights on. Wonder why that happened. Palladium up $6 at 374 currently in Asian trading as we speak. Gold up $7.20 at $914.70. Silver up another 13 cents at $16.43. Platinum up another $2 at 1,613. Hasn't been there in its life. Palladium flat at 375. Crude oil rebounding, closing up better by 30 cents, currently at $89.71. And surprise, 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 the U.S. dollar got hammered. Why did the U.S. dollar get hammered today? Well, quite simply, the European Central Banks, who the head honcho there is a former Bundesbank president, are very concerned about that word called inflation. You see, unlike Fed governors here in the United States, Bundesbank's presidents remember wheelbarrows full of money, and they are extremely nervous about revisiting hyperinflation. So the European Central Banks are not following the Federal Reserve's lead in lowering rates. And so they're standing pat. This caused the Dow earlier this morning to fall out of bed, including the U.S. dollar. Although the Dow recovered, the dollar didn't. And the dollar won't. And unfortunately, most people don't get why the dollar is falling, because they can't see the dollar falling. This is going to be, hopefully, a major theme of tonight's Republican debate in Florida. I have my Kentucky Fried Chicken with mashed potatoes and coleslaw, and yes, a couple of adult beverages, and am waiting with great anticipation for this evening's debate. But even those people that are up there with Ron Paul this evening don't get it, because these are people that are deeply steeped in the economics of Keynesian philosophy, where debts do not matter, where governments have the power to try and tell us on a consistent basis that inflation is not a problem. And yet when we go to the grocery store, and we see prices increasing by 30 and 40%, we say to ourselves, but there is no inflation. Don't worry about it. When we look at our bank accounts, our digits, we see the same digits that were there last week. But we don't realize that those digits, although they're the same numbers, represent obviously something that is fictitious, because that is not what it really is. It's substantially less than that. It is the stealth tax of inflation, the depreciation of the dollar. You cannot see it. It is like a hidden cancer that spreads throughout the body. Ultimately, without anybody dealing with how to fix it, the patient will die. As with all fiat currencies, it will die. When is that going to happen? I have no idea. But I found it rather amusing that Steve Forbes today announced that the policy of the Federal Reserve in relationship to what it was doing with the dollar is akin to Zimbabwean economics. And that's a fact. You see, in Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe keeps on telling the people there's no inflation, although their inflation rate is, I don't know, who knows what it is now, 1,000%, 2,000%. But what they do is to convince the people that the inflation problem is under control, they just print bigger bills. They now have $100,000, $500,000, and $1 million bills. Everybody in Zimbabwe, they got rid of the problem of poverty in Zimbabwe, because everybody in Zimbabwe is a millionaire. Until, obviously, you buy a loaf of bread and then you flat broke again. Because that's what it costs to buy a loaf of bread in Zimbabwe. They solved the problem of wheelbarrows full of money. They just printed larger denomination notes. Now, all this exuberance we've seen in the stock market this week, this is another one of these insane things, and it just it boggles the mind. And the reason we had a 300-point move in the Dow, actually, the day was 600 points. Not sure if that's the largest swing in Dow points in history, but I'm sure it's pretty close. But anyway, we had these 300 points. Now, what was those 300 points? Where did they come from? What changed the philosophy of what was going to be a 500-point down day to a 300-point up day? It wasn't based on any facts. It was just based on a rumor that somebody may be interested in buying the distressed insurer Ambac. Now think about this. Ambac stock in August was $80. Yesterday it was, prior to the announcement of course, it was hovering around $5. In the last hour of trading yesterday, word came out that the head honcho for insurance in New York, I forget his name, Italian, I think. Not disparaging Italians. But anyway, he came out, and now this is a government employee, he came out and he announced that there's a deal to bail out Ambac. Now, the reason why Wall Street went up because of this story is simply because Ambac is an insurer, and it is threatened with obviously losing its AAA credit rating, which means it creates a whole bunch of problems for the banks because then they've got to rewrite their loans and they've got to do all kinds of things. Puts the banks in a real tough position. But now, when the stock was at $5, and if there was someone negotiating to take over Ambac, why would this guy from New York, this government employee that oversees the insurance industry, why would he come out and announce it? I mean, fair and fine, Wall Street loved it by going up 300 points, but if there was a guy that was thinking about taking over this company, he was most probably thinking $5 a share is most probably a great deal for me. Well, since he announced it, the share price has gone up to about $16. And by the way, it's still a rumor. There's no guarantee that anybody's going to buy Ambac. He came up with a statement that he's trying to get a consortium of banks together to put up $15 billion in order to save the bank's own sorry ass. It makes no logical sense. I haven't figured it out. But man, do we live in interesting times. Trying to decipher all this stuff. We'll have a lot more when we return.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This thing is unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Because when this whole deal goes kaflooey, and it will, we back to square one again. You see, they don't want anybody to feel any pain. We have developed into the spineless, wimpy bunch of people who can't take pain. And for whatever strange reason, rather than letting the free market take care of itself, where bad businesses simply go out of business, no, we've got to save them. And unfortunately, whenever we do it, it's always the wrong decision. Not only does it cost a lot of money, but it's completely worthless in its exercise, and it exacerbates the situation. To where the president on Monday night's going to state that the American financial system is solid, but we do have a few problems. Well, he better not hope. Well, he better hope that everything doesn't unravel between now and the State of Union address on Monday evening. Now, just in case you don't get it, because AMBAC and MBIA and all these other bond insurers, this is a new phenomena that people have heard this name lately. But these are the guys at the crux of the matter, because these are the guys that gave the AAA credit ratings, that allowed Wall Street to put together these structured investment vehicles, give them AAA rated credit stuff. They pulled out all the good stuff and sold all the, can I say, crap to the rest of the world. And the rest of the world suddenly woke up one day and figured out the stuff was worthless and there was nobody to buy it. So just to recap, they are the ones who basically underwrote all the dodgy debt that's been sold out there. Every single piece of it. Not only that, but they also underwrote a fair chunk of the insurance that was meant to pay out if said dodgy debt defaulted. Think about that for a second. Now that bad debt is soaring to levels nobody's ever seen. The insurers have found that they don't have enough money to make good on their commitments. Pretty basic stuff there. That could mean banks having to write all of the insurance they took out against the debts going back. It could also mean a mass fire sale of bonds, as these would lose their investment grade credit ratings if the insurers backing them went bust or were downgraded. So now, according to the Telegraph, you don't read about this stuff in American press, it says the hope is that the New York insurance superintendent, Eric DiNullo, don't mean to get wiggy with the Italians, now, Eric DiNullo can convince the banks, who of course stand to lose a lot if these guys go out of business, to come up with $5 billion of capital right away with another $10 billion to follow. Maybe we should put this in its true context. They have to come up with $5,000 million, which is just $2,000 million short of what the young French rogue trader lost in 48 hours, and another $10,000 million so they can prop up the insurers for now and help them get back on their feet. Now that's a plan. And it sounds good. There's just one problem. Where are the banks going to get the money from? Several of them have already had to get cash injections from sovereign wealth funds to prop up their own capital bases. So they're not exactly flush with money to bail out anyone else. The Telegraph suggests that if the banks are not interested in Mr. DiNullo, he could turn to the private equity industry and other investors, which apparently he's doing today. There's a private investor who is very interested. Who it is, we don't know. Some speculate it could be Warren Buffett. You see how crazy this thing is? See how this thing is just simply hanging by its fingernails? And you wonder why gold was up $30 today? We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign sitting there by the left turn line. Flag on a wheelchair flapping in the breeze. One leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. And that big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. See those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot, 'cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack, just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the squares, a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore. And the bar's still open, but man, it's slow. The tip jar's light and the register's low. The bartender don't have much to say. The regular crowd's getting thinner each day. Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage don't pay for a roof. Don't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself. Mr. CEO, see how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to the flip side. True words. I mean, when you think about it, when you have got the world's biggest financial institutions that are, or have admitted to writing off roughly $100,000 million in losses on their investments, you have to ask yourself why. Because it goes way past the housing market, of course. This is more than the housing market. There used to be a rule, a prudent individual rule, that you don't spend more than you make. Pretty basic stuff. And for a long time, the U.S. economy obeyed that basic rule. As far back as the 1960s, personal spending adjusted for inflation has basically tracked the overall growth of the economy. as measured by gross domestic product. Sometimes consumers would get ahead of the economy for a few years and sometimes fall behind, but not for very long. But that pattern changed in the 1990s. As of the third quarter of 2007, the 10-year growth rate for consumption was 3.6% versus GDP growth for the same period of 2.9%. This difference is a huge gap. And if consumer spending had tracked the overall economy over the past decade, as it has in the past, Americans today would be spending about $600 billion less a year. That extra spending has amounted to a total of about $3 trillion since 2001. You see, there was a whole paradigm shift in the 90s. I remember it. Prior to the 90s, and I guess in large part it was due to the shock of 1987, because Wall Street was always trying to find ways of separating people from their savings. Because America had a relatively high savings rate at that time. But you see, savings don't help Wall Street. They have to get at that cash. So they came up with these wonderful inventions, 401k plans. Yes, for every dollar you put in, your employee is going to put in $1. Although you had little say as to where that money was invested. Most of the time it was invested in the same company that offered it. So it was a win-win situation for Wall Street because it gave them capital on a regular basis to spend as they will on exotic investment vehicles. It gave the employees some sort of confidence that they really didn't have to rely on Social Security because their 401ks would make up whatever shortfall that they didn't get in Social Security. But then in the 90s and the advent of the 87 crash, people tended to go to savings more. And besides, interest rates were fairly attractive for people to put money in CDs. You could get a fairly healthy return on your CD at 10%. This helped people, obviously, on fixed incomes survive. But then we started coming up with new and exotic ways. I mean, for goodness sake, they even tried to get into the rare coin business because they thought the rare coin business was the next hottest thing for Wall Street to separate you from your cash. Salomon Brothers for many years had been reporting that rare coins were the single most profitable investment in the past 10 years. So in 88 and 89, after the 87 crash, Wall Street embraced the rare coin industry. And they started up all these rare coin funds. And they were all oversubscribed. The problem with rare coins, unlike paper, you can't print rare coins. There's only so many of them out there. And so when Wall Street finally figured that out, that this wasn't a hot idea, rare coin market went into a free fall in the early 1990s. Then they came up with the other wonderful invention, mutual funds. And they started touting mutual funds just like they tout the excitement of going to Las Vegas. I remember all the stories that were coming up. Oh yes, I invested $5,000 in this mutual fund and in 3 years I tripled my money. Well, it doesn't take too long. This is like the same thing that was happening in 1929. The lead up to 1929 was people were caught up in this bubble frenzy. Their neighbors were making money. The people down the street were making money. And these poor schmucks were sitting there saying, honey, look, we got money in the savings account. You know, but, you know, if we had to invest a little bit over there, usually it was wife that was saying, no, no, don't do it. But ultimately, they got caught up in it, and they got slaughtered in 1929, 1930, 1931, 1932, 1933. It wasn't just 1 year that there was a Great Depression. It lasted for a long time. And even the psychological aspect of people back in that time, it affected them for years. I can remember my mother, for goodness sake, this is in the 1950s, who used to save soap. Could never figure it out. But when a soap bar got too thin for you to do anything with, which if today you'd throw it away, she kept it. She used to keep all these little bars of soap. And when she had enough, she used to melt them down and pour, and bingo, we got another bar of soap out of all the stuff that we... I mean, it's just silly stuff that she used to do that my mind reflects on now. But that was all brought out of the Great Depression. And we did exactly the same thing in the 1990s. We got caught up in these mutual funds. And then came riding to the rescue the Internet. And this is where it started really separating people from their cash. Because people abandoned all responsibility, all logic about what your parents had told you. That if you couldn't afford to pay for it in cash, don't buy it. Save up for it. And then when you do buy it, you're appreciated a whole lot more. Now you can run out and buy stuff and get bored with it after a month, and it has no meaning. It's stuff. We got caught up in this materialistic bubble of trying to keep up with the Joneses. The problem with the Joneses is the Joneses were completely financially irresponsible. They were living way past their means. They were getting solicitations in the mail every single day. You have been pre-approved for a $10,000 credit line. And so and after a while, it distorts all reality. And so in the 1990s, you would think that we would have learned a few lessons from what happens with bubbles. Because the majority of, and trust me on this one, the majority of people that got burnt in the dot-com era weren't the people that bought Yahoo for $1 a share. They were people who bought Yahoo for $250 a share. You see, the majority of people wait a long time before they jump into a market, and usually when they jump into a market, it's at the top, and they are the fodder of Wall Street. This is what Wall Street lives for. Easy, free money from the schmucks out there that buy into their constant line of BS. Yes, it was a rogue trader who lost $7,000 million. Please, give me a break. I mean, that's so far away from reality, it's a joke. And so we've spent ourselves into oblivion. And what have we got to show for it? Absolutely nothing. And all Wall Street is doing is simply mimicking what goes on in Washington, D.C., an immoral cesspool of corruption. Because Wall Street couldn't operate its immorality without Washington's immorality. And the immorality festers every facet of politics. It is a reason for the mess in the Middle East. It's a reason for the mess all over the planet. America's forgotten its virtues. America has become what it detested. America has actually become what it preached against, what it stood against. We have morphed into, we have out-Orwelled Orwell. We have taken it to the next degree. The president today signed an executive order increasing surveillance on foreigners who invest in the United States. How is that going to increase any confidence in anyone who wants to invest money in the United States? Because they may be connected somewhere down the line to some terrorist organization? If they are looking to find a terrorist organization, They don't have to venture far from the White House. It's just down the road. It's a real big building. It's got CIA written all over it. There is the world's terrorist organization situated in the heart of Washington, D.C. These are the people who have perpetrated wars and genocide, mass murder and killings around the world. Nobody wants to admit it, but it's true. It's a fact. From training the Mujahideen in Afghanistan to arming and equipping them and training them in the tactics of guerrilla warfare, it is a CIA manual. This is not something I'm sucking out of my thumb. This is their own document on how to overthrow governments. And these people that they trained obviously have taken it to heart and are now exercising it all around the world, whether it's in Africa, whether it's in South America, whether it's in the Middle East. It's crazy. And so whenever Ron Paul brings up obviously slashing all these sacred cows in Washington, D.C., people are horrified and shocked and amazed. But these are the people that are keeping us safe. The CIA didn't even figure Russia was going broke. If that's how good they are, with all the billions of dollars we spend giving them the finest technology in the world to figure out stuff, and they couldn't figure it out when a lot of other people had figured it out, going, hey, what's going on with Russia? It seems they're in a little bit of economic hardships. Same CIA that failed with weapons of mass destruction. And so it's a monkey see, monkey do type of thing. And Wall Street is no different. They have no morality. If you had to hear what brokers call investors on a brokerage floor, you'd be shocked. Got another whale here, which basically means I've got a schmuck who's got a lot of money, and I'm going to invest it for him. And I'm going to rake him over the coals and make huge commissions. I mean, when you listen to the commissions that these brokers make, which nobody talks about, I mean, it's mind-boggling in its proportion. Hundreds of millions of dollars a broker makes in commissions. What do you think? Is he operating on small margins? No, they make big money. And they usually stick people into stuff that's going to lose their money. That's why brokers never tell you to sell. It's always buy, never sell. Because why? If they tell you to sell, they lost their job. It's a brutal world out there. There's no ethics. It's the rule of the jungle, pretty much. Survival of the fittest. And they never thought the black swan would ever appear. Oh, yes, we can keep playing this game until the cows come home. Well, guess what happened? The cows just came home. And they're not happy cows. And this thing is going to get... We are constantly putting these little band-aids on these huge axe wounds. We haven't stopped the bleeding. I mean, the bleeding's got so bad right now, it's ridiculous. And that's what gold's telling you. I mean, every time I look at this and I see these things develop and I see how they spin them, I say to myself, you know, I may be undershooting my projections for $2,000 gold. Maybe we should start upping it to $10,000. Because I think only at $10,000 will people finally get what's going wrong. And even then, I doubt they will. And let me tell you something. We're running out of gold. And we're running out of silver. And wait till that starts showing up in these prices. We'll be back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Segment for this Thursday. I can't wait for the debate coming up in a few minutes, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the markets tomorrow. And this is very interesting to note. The market is once again, judging by today's action, is starting to look at gold as money. See, this is going to confound a lot of the people on the stage tonight when Ron Paul talks about returning to a sound money principle. And the reason why I say that people are slowly coming around to looking at gold as money is all you got to do is look at a couple of the headlines earlier this month. Financial Times had an article entitled Gold is the New Global Currency. And what that highlights is an increasingly frequent theme that you find in leading financial newspapers today. Gold's rise simply shows that people are nervous and have lost faith in the current regime, and obviously the Federal Reserve. And I guarantee you, not one of those numbnuts up there tonight will be able to even define, and Ron Paul should ask them, as the Federal, you should actually ask these people a serious question. Raise your hands if you think the Federal Reserve is part of the government. I bet you John McCain would raise his hand, the phony war hero that he is. Now, there's a man that's going to have a plan to save the economy, I'm sure. He's going to be stuttering and stammering his way through that one, issuing platitudes about Keynesian economics that has been the reason why we're in the mess we are in today. Keep on doing what you're doing, keep on getting what you get. We are witnessing history in the making. There's no two ways about it. This is a defining moment in those that profess morality when they have none. We've lost sense of what is right and wrong, all in the pursuit of materialistic possessions, thinking that stuff can increase our self-worth. I mean, all you got to do is understand the culture in California. You are what you drive. Till tomorrow, my friends. See you back.